from KQED.
Roman Catholic bishops across the country are speaking out against a recent decision by the Obama administration that religious-affiliated schools and hospitals are not exempt from a federal requirement that employee health plans cover contraception. But as Stephanie Martin reports, the issue appears to be largely moot in California.
This weekend, anyone who attends Mass in the Archdiocese of San Francisco will receive a letter from Archbishop George Niederauer.
What I'm hoping they'll do once they've read the message is to communicate with the White House and communicate with their congressional representative.
He joins the Archbishop of Los Angeles, the bishops of Sacramento and San Jose, and other Catholic leaders around the state in publicly condemning the Obama administration's birth control mandate. Niederauer says he's concerned that the insurance requirement could open the door to government mandates about hospital procedures.
It's not always going to be about insurance. It's not always going to be about birth control. It's going to be about other things besides. It could, in the future, be about euthanasia or assisted suicide. Why don't you offer it in your hospital? If you don't, then why are you open?
A national poll out this week questions how much Catholics will actually rally behind their church leaders. The survey by the Public Religion Research Institute found that nearly 6 in 10 Catholics say that religiously affiliated colleges and hospitals should have to provide contraception coverage for employees. Institute CEO Robert Jones.
What I think the survey shows is that this conflict is really sharper between the Obama administration and the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops than it is between the president and Catholic voters, who are largely divided on this issue.
The Obama administration said yesterday that it's considering a compromise, although no word yet on what that would entail. Regardless, California's Catholic educational and medical institutions may not see any immediate impact if the rule is allowed to stand. This is one of 28 states that have a similar insurance mandate already in place. For the California Report, I'm Stephanie Martin.